Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we constantly hear bad economic news all the time in the media, but I understand that there is actually some good economic news for Pennsylvania just released this week. What's going on?
Yes, there's actually some great news for Pennsylvania. According to the Department of Labor and Industry, the state's unemployment rate declined by 0.3 percentage point in April to a low of 5.7%, the lowest rate since September of 2008. While I'll never be satisfied until everyone who wants a job gets one, there's no denying that our legislative policies are making a difference and, in fact, are working and have brought about real changes to the business environment and is yielding great results. According to the figures, the number of Pennsylvanians in the labor force increased from 6.3 million, that's 6,344,000 in January of 2011, to 6,443,000 last month. Those Pennsylvania residents with jobs increased by more than 250,000. So the number of people employed in January of 2011 was 5.8 million. Last month, it was almost 6.1 million Pennsylvanians that were employed. I believe we have budgeted responsibly. We've cut taxes and reformed our business tax structure. We've passed lawsuit abuse reform and unemployment compensation reform for the first time ever. We've supported rebuilding and modernizing our infrastructure through a combination of private sector dollars and public funds. And we've passed substantive regulatory reforms and much more that I believe has led to, in part at least, the very low 5.7% unemployment rate. Do we have room for more improvement? Of course. And we'll continue to work closely in making Pennsylvania a much better place to work and live.
And of course, springtime is the time when a lot of school groups visit the state capitol. I understand you had some folks from your district down in the capitol just recently.
Yes, I just wanted to thank the Troy Elementary School, the faculty, staff, parents, school bus drivers, and of course the over 110 students that came down, got up very, very early in the morning. It was still dark when they had to get up and around and catch their bus, and dealt with some very high water getting to the Capitol last Friday, but they made it safe and sound, and I was glad to join with the students from Troy Intermediate School for their tour of the state Capitol. And many of them had indicated it was the first visit to the Capitol to see the House and the Senate and the Supreme Court and many other incredible sights at the Capitol. So thank you, Troy students, for coming down and visiting with me and seeing what a beautiful Capitol we have here in Pennsylvania.
And of course, this weekend is one of our most important holidays in terms of remembering our veterans.
Yes, Monday, May 26th is Memorial Day. Memorial Day, along with the National Movement of Remembrance, which is held at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day, is meant to honor and remember those who have died in service to our country. I personally would like to offer special thanks to those who served, those who previously served, and the surviving family and friends of those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Memorial Day observations find their historical roots in the Civil War, with the precursor to the holiday being Decoration Day, as established and recognized by the Grand Army of the Republic in 1868. But it wasn't until 1971 that Memorial Day was declared a national holiday by Congress. So I'm encouraging all of those listening to please consider attending one of the many local Memorial Day ceremonies being held this coming Monday on May 26th to show appreciation for the sacrifice made by veterans to keep our nation free. I will personally be participating and speaking at the Osceola Cemetery at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then upon the conclusion of that ceremony, I'll be going to Elkland and speaking at the cemetery in Elkland at 11 a.m., and to use the words of Ronald Reagan, we owe this freedom of choice and action to those men and women in uniform who have served this nation and its interests in time of need. In particular, we are forever indebted to those who have given their lives that we might be free. Please make sure to take some time this weekend to remember and honor those who have fought so valiantly for our country's freedom.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.